We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, hello, good morning. It is 7:52 at Cape Frog. It's Scott, Kelly, Anthony, Jenny Harmon, whole gang's here. All right, so Kelly, you are addicted to shopping.
I am.
Online shopping has made this all that much worse.
It has, because I can shop anytime, anywhere now. And if you're feeling really good about your holiday purchases, like, oh my gosh, I just got the best Christmas gift for somebody, don't. Because according to a new report, half of the clothing purchased online this holiday season is going to get returned.
Half
of it will get returned.
50%.
They say jeans and pants are the most frequently returned items, but that could be shirts, anything you're buying, clothing item online, half of that will be returned, which with all the online shopping I do, I'm totally within that 50% range.
What a hassle.
No, but it's not.
But it is, though. I can understand if it's a local store to take it back. Cool. Okay, fine. If I order a shirt and it comes in, and I wear it, and it kind of feels weird in the shoulders or something. And if it ends up being like a crop top, yeah, I'm going to return it.
Okay. But, you're going to wear it one time?
Right, but if I wear it once, and it's, you know, I'm like, whatever, I'll throw it in a drawer, and I will never, ever see it again.
What a waste of money.
Because it's such a waste of time to find, put it back in a box. You got to reprint the label. You got to drive to the post office. You got to wait until, okay, confirmation, it went through. I would either re-gift it or I'll just never see it again.
No, that is a waste of money. I would rather waste the time to go back to the store than to waste actual physical money, especially if it's something that doesn't fit. Why are you going to buy something and keep something if it doesn't fit? Yesterday, I went to the mall yesterday. I had probably over $100 worth of returns.
$100 worth of returns.
Okay, let's say you go to a store, like a local store, not Amazon or anything, and you find like five or six shirts that you like.
Okay.
Are you like my wife? You won't go into a dressing room. You will instead buy all of them and try them on at home.
Sometimes.
Why? What is...
Because sometimes I don't want to go in and get undressed and then try them all on. Sometimes I'm in a rush and it's something that I need, so I'll just grab it, especially if it's a store that I know that I'm going to go back to again. Because you're like my husband who will buy something and doesn't like it but won't return it because it's just too much of a hassle. I'm like, we go to that store all the time. Just take the bag with you.
But now that's gas money you're using by having to return back to the store to return those five out of the six shirts that you bought.
All right.
No.
Let me ask.
Sorry. Hi, Scott.
Settle the score.
No, you two are really, you're really going at this, and I'm amused, yet I don't see either one of you convincing the other one. Could we see if we could get a convincing argument maybe from some of our listeners as far as, well, let's get some real life examples. In your household, who's returning more? Is it the guys or the girls?
And would you rather waste your time or your money?
Okay.
Because that's pretty much what it's coming down to.
These seem to be reasonable questions.
Call us ASAP, 1-888-431-3764.
I'm so looking forward to proving you wrong again.
Just fellas, like come on, call in.
Okay. All right. We could accept a text there as well. 1-888-431-3764.
That's Luke Combs right here on 95.1 K-Frog. Yeah. We are talking about the art of shopping and returning. I don't get it.
Art form.
Yeah.
See, I don't know why. So we're talking about, you know, do you shop and do you return constantly? Yeah. Kelly does. She's let us all know. Yeah. Not sure why.
And it's interesting, too. You just go in, you see stuff you like, you grab it, and you grab an armload, you go ahead and check out, and you take it with you, and you take it home and try it out.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that I'm going to take back most of this stuff.
Yeah, because it's different trying stuff on at your house versus the store.
Anthony and I don't roll that way.
Nope, don't get it. Text messages rolling in. This one says, my mom never tries clothes on and always returns everything. I hate returning stuff, so I never buy clothes online and always try them on in store. How smart is that?
Yeah. See,
well, and you were complaining about, like, oh, with Amazon, you have to get a box and then get the package and send it to the box.
I sounded nothing like that.
Exactly like that. This text message is actually for you. They say, with Amazon wardrobe these days, you can try it, you don't have to buy it, and then you can return it to any Kohl's. No box or label is involved.
She's got a good point.
Okay.
Tech says, depends on the price. If it's over $20, I'll return it. So you have a lot of t-shirts clogging up your closet. All right, line four, what do you think about this?
I definitely buy everything I see when I see it in the store.
Another text rolling in says, my wife returns clothes regularly. I usually order cheap stuff online that usually comes from China, so I'm usually only out $2 to $3 because I'm not going to ship it back to China. It'll cost more than I paid.
Totally. Yeah. I've done that before, yeah. Or it comes in, I'm like, this won't fit my dog, but it was $3, right. So yeah. I'll take the $3 gamble. Yeah. Here's a text message. Says, the circle of my life. Shop, return, repeat. I have a friend who, quote, butt borrows. She buys something, wears it, and then if she doesn't like it, she'll return it.
Hmm. Butt borrows.
Butt borrows.
Interesting.
Butt borrows.
Another text says, my wife does the whole return thing too, but I think it's just an excuse to go back to the same store. Yeah, bingo. And do more shopping.
No!
Right? Yeah.
Maybe.
It's got to be it. Yeah. That's it.
I think so.
We cracked the code.
It's a vicious circle. All right, Jenny Harmon, it is 8:09 at KFrog.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.